zoning, so we'll turn it over to you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Today we have before you a proposed rezone and proposed minor subdivision of a 40-acre parcel, which is located in the Bondurant Ranch's large tract development. This is, you see up here on the board, Bondurant, so we're just kind of south and east of Bondurant. These are those large tract ranches and stuff you see as you're driving into town. This highlighted lot here is the lot that is owned by Mike Canori. And we had started through this process once before, and he was looking at breaking this 40-acre chunk down into several smaller lots. It did not fit with the Bondurant Ranch's CC&Rs, and they allow the creation of about a 10-acre lot and the remainder. What he is proposing now is to create a 10-acre lot with the remaining 30.2 acres as a second lot. So his proposal now fits with their CC&Rs. So what we would be doing, and you did have a map there, is he'd be splitting 10 acres off about right here, which would create this piece parcel here with the remaining 30 acres up here. With that then, we would rezone this 10-acre parcel to an RR10 and the remainder 30 acres to RR20. So that would fit all of our zoning regulations. It would still all be residential zoning, could have possibility of two home sites on here. There is irrigation rights on both of these parcels. The irrigation rights are going to stay on those lands. And I have received comments from owners within the rest of the Hoback or Bondurant ranches. Had no objections. Everybody's agreeable to this. So.
So Dennis, what did your planning and zoning board? What was their decision?
Planning and zoning recommends approval to the Board of County Commissioners by a 4-0 vote. So it was a unanimous vote.
Next time, can you put that in our packet?
Yeah,
so
right.
It's right there. Last.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
I just couldn't find it.
Last page right in the recommendations, just like we've always done.
Well, that's what I was looking for, and I couldn't. Is it?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. So the zoning board, zoning commission approved it unanimously.
You don't have one in your packet.
So you're missing, I guess, this.
Is it after the mayor?
No, it's before. So you don't have the backup.
It's not in mine either.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. That's
it? Yeah. All right.
Just gone.
Okay. So zoning commission approved it unanimously.
Yes.
No opposition from any adjacent landowners.
No. Opposition from adjacent landowners.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve Michael S. Corn's minor subdivision and zoning change from Ag to RR10 and to RR20.
Okay, we have a motion. A second?
I'll second.
Okay. Got a motion by Commissioner Noble, second by Commissioner Rawhauser. Any comment or discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, yes. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Yes, that'd be fine.
Go ahead, Joel.
Yeah, press hard. It'll work. You got a side too.
Okay.
Your name's first. You need Carrie, you need to sign it.
And are you going to record that today, Scott?
Yeah, sure. Write it down.
Yeah, and I got everything that you're confused on today, so. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Commissioner.
You bet.
No problem.
Mike, don't worry.
Okay, Mike, nice meeting you.
Good luck with that. Appreciate it. See ya. I hope I never have to come to the other meeting again. I'm tired of these things.
You're welcome to.
You had it easy.
See ya.
Okay.
Take care. That was a good game. Yeah, this was easy.
All right, Dennis, what you got next?
All right. The next thing I have for you is we get a lot of requests and stuff for presenting or providing some snow load information. All of the building contractors, all of your big shed design persons and stuff, they call into the county and request snow load information. This is something that is typically provided by one of the government agencies or whatever to give contractors a plate, you know, a standard to design their buildings and stuff off of. Sublette County has never had public snow load information that we've ever given out or presented. We've always deferred this to Jorgensen's or one of the other engineering firms to provide that information. And if somebody is doing a larger project, they generally do site-specific snow load, ground load information so that you know exactly what you're designing off of. But for the general practice, a typical snow load determination covers, you know, what you need to have design information for a building, for a structure. What I have pulled up here is Teton County's, Teton County's map, and they have a layer in their GIS that gives some snow load determinations. And these are kind of done by region. I don't know exactly how they have theirs broke down, but you can see the river bottom in the valley as you get closer to the mountains, the subdivision, and then on forest going each way. They range from in town of being about a 75-pound snow load, 120-pound snow load in this yellow area out here, up to 175-pound snow load in the dark blues. And what I would like to propose is to work with Jorgensen Engineering, since they do most all of the snow load determination for the surrounding area and have done snow load information for the towns in the past, to work with them to create a GIS layer for our map server so that we would have some typical snow loads. This would probably get broke down into about three or four snow load ranges kind of throughout the county, and it somewhat, as you know, gets elevations, and then it's, of course, because we get out in the mesa and stuff, the wind loads and stuff lessens the snow load that would be on a building. But it would give So we'd have an area that was probably down to Mesa, Big Piney, LaBarge, down towards that direction. Another one that was took in Daniel, Cora, some of the lower edges of the mountains, Upper Green, and then, you know, Bond Rand or On Forest type of stuff. Sublette County does have a lot of good snowtell information sites around. We have a lot of information and stuff available to us. We just don't have anything in writing or official that we can give out to anybody. Now, these snow loads and stuff, if we did go forward with this, would just be a safe starting point for everybody as in a regional, you know, this is a 120-pound snow load type of area, this is a 65-pound snow load area. If they were going to do anything site-specific or want it to be totally designed, they would go to Jorgensen or another engineering firm to have some site-specific information done. But this is something that comes up, and I am asked constantly about it. I've had 3 calls within the last month already for this year.
Mr. Chairman?
Commissioner Noble?
I have a question for Dennis, and I will vouch for him getting the phone calls. I've had some. But my question to you is, does this make the county accountable or liable if someone's building, if they go off our snow loads and then it does cave in? How do you address that?
We put a disclaimer on the website. Just the same as we do for our GIS now about property boundaries and, hey, you know, we make no warranty in terms of the accuracy of the GIS. As Rich Greenwood always likes to say, GIS stands for get it surveyed. So it's for reference only. So okay. Not saying that somebody couldn't sue us, but we would put a clear disclaimer on the website that says, hey, you know, this is for general informational purposes only. If you have specific questions or concerns, please consult a licensed engineer.
And when I get these questions asked to me, that's how I would also pass them along. Mm-hmm. If you need the general homeowner and small structures like that, some sort of information like this, like Teton County has on theirs, is going to be plenty sufficient. If you are going to do a 100 by 200 square foot open bay shop, you're going to want some actual ground geotech information, snow load information, you know, more specific wind load information, stuff like that. This would just give everybody a good starting point, foundation to do this.
Does Jackson's website have that disclaimer?
Teton County's does, yes.
So,
Matt, you would know the answer to this because you and Bart work very closely together. But this is something that's been under consideration for some time, isn't it?
Yeah, my entire time here, and Bart talked about it fairly often. So, yeah, I don't think this topic's going away anytime soon.
Mr. Chairman, so if it's been on here for some time, why hasn't it been brought before, or has it? And the prior commission said no.
I don't think this ever been formally brought forward before. We had bits and pieces of information. It just has never been done. It hasn't ever got completed. So with the amount of, and we have not had a lot of construction over the last few years either. Last year, it almost doubled.
We had several discussions.
Could you just for the record, sorry, for the paper, whatever, could you just state your name, tell us your affiliation, sure, whatever, just so everybody knows?
Brian Gray with Jorgensen Associates. Yeah. Sorry about that, Commissioner. But we had several conversations with Bart over while he was here about doing this, and we talked about trying to put something together, and we just kind of talked about it, and never actually sat down to say, hey, let's put this on paper and present it to you guys, and that it just kind of never happened, like Dennis said. But we had numerous conversations, and he called quite a bit when the building was, especially when building gets going and you've got a lot of requests. You know, we get numerous calls as it is that I know Dennis doesn't even hear people looking for it. So
With this, I would propose that we work with Jorgensen Engineering and let them help us put a design together so that we could put a GIS layer together to have some of this basic information there for the public's use.
Okay.
Yes, Tom.
Maybe you're getting to this, but the scope of work, has that been defined?
Yes, it's in that proposal that I've given you guys also. Do you have that? They would gather and review the climate data throughout the county, determine snow load depths and snow loading sheets for the county, create an engineering, you know, how this would lay across the county, and provide a shape file for the GIS data that we could then have Rich import onto our site. They are proposing to do this for a fee not to exceed $6,300. And so this would provide myself and the public a place to go to look at this data. It's just like the floodplain or anything else. Then I would know, you know, be able to tell people, you know, you're looking about this for snow load, or, you know, you're in the floodplain here, we need a elevation certificate. If I know, you know, you're looking at 120-pound snow load or more, I can also recommend you should get with one of the engineering firms and get a specific design done for the building, because it's possible that you have problems or will have problems. You know, and it's something that's provided several of the surrounding counties, and I think it would be good for us to have.
Dennis, is this something you have money in your budget for?
Probably not currently, but it is something that it's going to take throughout the year, and we could budget for it next year if we, you know, to accommodate for that. It's not something that's going to get done just tomorrow. Compiling the data, putting things together for, you know, shape file through the county.
Yeah, we could probably have it done within a month or so if we pushed it.
So then the obvious question is, how do we pay for it?
We could. Well, I'm bringing this proposal to you also. This is about what it's going to cost. Mm-hmm. If I need to put something in the budget for it, I'm more than happy to move forward that way, and we'll get it worked into everything next year. If we can't figure out a way to pay for it right now. So.
But that's my concern. You wait until next year is not going to help you this year, because then you'll have to wait till the snow comes around again next year.
Well, this data can be compiled, so we could put this all together and have it up and running next summer, correct? For this summer.
So it is something that if we were to approve, we could wait and put it in next year's budget for you for this, and we wouldn't have to disperse any money out of who knows what account.
Correct. Could we work forward something like that we mm-hmm. push this off till summer?
We could do that too.
Okay. Something like that.
But by doing so, we're going to commit to having that money in the budget for next year. So
right.
Just keep that
Be sure when you sit down with Kerry with your budget proposal that you have this in it.
Okay. Yep.
This would be a line item in my mind.
But is the commission willing to move forward with something like this?
I'm willing.
Yes.
Put it in your mm-hmm. budget, and we'll discuss it and approve it at that time.
So we don't really need a motion now. I guess the consensus is that it is something we will be willing to move forward with. It needs to be put as a line item in your budget for next year.
Okay, that I can do.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to address Brian for a moment. So, if you're going to compile this information, the information you're going to compile will start like tomorrow, for instance. You won't wait until the budgetary session and do it for next year, because there could be a lot of construction. I say a lot, maybe not, but construction coming forward that would be, with the snow load data, that would be advantageous to know that before it starts. So my question, I guess, in a roundabout way is, you guys, I assume, would have to absorb the initial cost of putting this together before it came through Dennis's budget to be reimbursed.
Some of, Mr. Vigory, I can answer that also. Some of this, right now, without some of this information, or if people want an actual design snow load, I pass them on to Jorgensen's anyway. They would do a site-specific snow load determination similar to the example letter that they have on this back that I presented. So currently, and this is over a 10-15 year type of cycle, so we're looking in history, this is what the snow loads are typically in this area. So it's not something that is starts determination from tomorrow. It's over a period of time, and if this information is requested right now, I'll do what I typically do anyway, is refer them to Jorgensen for that information.
So if the information has been compiled for 10 or 15 years, that data can't be put together and say, here it is?
That's what we're asking them to do. That's what they do with each of their individual projects that they get called for.
We've got some of the data's there. The historic data is all there. It's not going to change much this year, I wouldn't assume, from, you know, over the last 50 or 100 years, whatever we have data for. But, taking all that data and extrapolating it out across the county and doing all the work is what's going to take some time that, whenever we need to do it to fit your budget.
Okay, so the information is basically there. You just got to pull it together so that it's in a format you can say, if you're in Daniel, Bondurant, or wherever, this mm-hmm. is probably what you should be looking at.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Well, I would be more than happy to have this all put together and budget it for next year, in next year's budget, as long as, we had an idea that we could move forward with it. So
question to you, gentlemen, are we in general agreement mm-hmm. with moving forward with this? Okay, there's your answer then.
Okay, well, super, very good. Thank you very much. I do have one more thing that's been informative, at least. Throughout this next month and stuff, I am starting to go through the regulations again and update and make, changes and stuff. We've got some pretty minor changes that I've found so far that I want to do. One of the things that is coming up that we'd like to revisit is some of the fire suppression and requirements and stuff that we'd like to put forth for the fire suppression that is currently on the books for new subdivisions and such like that. That is a topic that I think we need to have a couple meetings on again and some open input. I'd like some input from the engineering firms surrounding us, even some of the contractors, you guys. Been working with Shad and stuff presently to get some wording and stuff done to revamp the regs that we currently have. But I think it would be nice to have as much input and be able to work with everybody as much as we can to move forward and get some sort of fire suppression plan that fits, everybody's needs in the county or stuff like that. We're going to have some discussion on it at the next planning and zoning meeting, but I would like to involve as many people as we can. So I guess I'm inviting yourself or the board, whomever, to participate in those, and we'll probably have a couple meetings at least.
With your background and experience, Commissioner Noble, would you be willing to represent us in that regard?
Sure. I felt that one coming. It didn't even blindside me.
Well, you're the one that's had experience with planning.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. I think Dennis's opinion of having everybody involved is good because it has potential to become very.
And that, as we move forward and we get something more.
Excuse me.
Yeah, bless you. That the regulations set the way everybody would kind of like to see them, then we will definitely bring forward and have a full presentation of all that. But those are the next couple things that are coming up. The rest of the reg changes are going to be pretty small, just kind of moving some things around, dotting the I's, getting stuff back up to fall in line with the rest of our rig. So.
Will you send me an email the meeting times?
I can, yes. Okay. That's all I have for you today, unless there's anything else that you guys have.
Any questions for Dennis? Have you had some previous questions or concerns? I'm not sure how to word this. With regulations within in the county with regards to trash, debris, cleanup, that kind of thing.
Yes,
I've heard several comments, but I just wondered if it's something that may be on your radar to look at.
We have, and there is some state statute a little bit with try to come up with the right word, blight, mm-hmm. You know, throughout stuff. It still seems like there's a lot of it. There's rules and regs in place, you know, or some regulation in place that you can try to force people to clean up and stuff a little bit. It's not real super clear cut, you know, type of information. And it seems like sooner or later it ends up coming back onto the county or whatever regulatory agency is imposing that to end up fitting a bill someplace along the line to pay for some remediation or cleanup. There is a lot of stuff throughout the county that could really be cleaned up. It would help, I think, the whole atmosphere throughout the county.
So does that come primarily from planning and zoning? How do we move forward with that? I mean, in terms of trying to establish regulations or ordinances where there aren't any currently, or
to establish those ordinances and such, yes, it would go through the Planning and Zoning Department. Just need some direction as to what we would like to see, and we could start working on putting something together a little bit more. Because there is that problem throughout the county in several different areas.
Well, I think we've all heard from different areas, different constituents, a common problem. I just was inquiring if that's something that, as you move forward, looking at your regulations, that you might look into and maybe report back to us in terms of suggestions, ideas, or input from us.
Okay.
I guess what I'm trying to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think we hear that it's a common concern on the part of people across the county.
Okay, yeah, and I run into it, and I've also, you know, seen it firsthand with inspections and stuff throughout the county, and
Kay, you have a comment?
I was just kind of wondering it's kind of a general discussion up there, but can you tell me kind of what the thought process is, or what it is?
What it is? From what I've seen on my end and had discussions with people about, it's generally trailer houses and abandoned cars, abandoned construction materials.
Okay.
And you see that, and the problem being is that it's on private property, but it kind of creates a site or just unsightly to everybody else. And
so, know. Is there something on the books now, or you're looking at putting something on the books to manage private property, or
currently through the zoning regs and stuff within the county, we do not have anything there for that. There is some state statutes and such that are in place that we could enforce. They are fairly broad in their scope, and that's why the state then leaves it to the county governments and such to regulate that more tightly.
Okay.
We do have the P&Z regs about operating salvage yards, right, and junkyards.
Mm-hmm. We do have that.
So many abandoned vehicles, I believe, before it constitutes a junkyard or salvage yard. I haven't reviewed in a long time. The problem with the state statutes are we have clear authority if there's a fire danger or if there's a nuisance, you know, essentially you are using your property to the detriment of your neighbor. The problem with junk is that, you know, it can be a fire hazard at times, but mostly it's just aesthetically unpleasing, I guess, and it doesn't rise to the level of a nuisance or a fire hazard. So, and then any action would have to go through the courts. We would have to get a court order to enter on this land, remove whatever. So it would take the court's blessing.
Mr. Chairman, now what happens when the county owns, say, a trailer house because of back taxes, and they've abandoned it? In essence, it does belong to the county now. But we still, am I correct, we still can't go on there and get it because it's private property?
It's kind of a complicated process, but essentially, you know, people are allowed to put certificates of purchase, basically bid on it and pay the taxes for 5 years, I believe. And if they do so, then they can apply for a title in their own name because they pay the taxes for that statutory period. But we do have instances where we have trailers and no one's ever going to put a CP or a bid on it because they're essentially worthless. And the county, yeah, it's kind of a case-by-case basis, and they are difficult to sort through because of title issues and ownership issues and the fact that it isn't worth much, and yet, you know, do we haul it off at the expense of the taxpayer? Do we leave it there? It is a difficult situation, clear-cut answer oftentimes.
Yes. Do either one of you know any other counties that have had this similar situation and how they've dealt with it?
I don't know.
Not right offhand, but there is some, when we were looking at that earlier on, there is some county instances and stuff with trying to clean up bike in Cheyenne. And more so what I can remember seeing was the city of Cheyenne, city of Laramie, instead of the counties.
I would think Fremont County would be a good place to start to get some ideas because there's a myriad of stuff over there.
There's no zoning in Fremont County.
There is. I don't think there is, no actually.
They have no zoning regs. They have no planning and zoning commission.
Well, they should have.
Yeah, that's also why Fremont County looks the way Fremont County does.
So any other questions or directions for Dennis?
Okay, that's a very good one.
Mr. Chairman, a very general question. So you have 10 acres that's zoned industrial. Mm-hmm. Got a building on it, fenced off. So the people sell the building that's fenced off, 2-point-some acres. What needs to happen in order for them to get? Do they have to change the zoning before they can sell the ground, or do they, the remaining 7 acres, have to change it to something before they can build on it? Does that kick in?
If it's all zoned. If there's 10 acres and it's zoned industrial, to sell a portion of that land separately from that initial 10 acre spot, you need to do a minor subdivision to sell
before
the ground.
Before you sell it.
Yes, by state statute.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So, yeah, those little sales. Not that a contract for purchase can't be entered into prior to necessarily, but the actual sale of the ground as a broken out piece, if it's smaller than 35 acres, cannot happen unless it's been subdivided.
And that has to go through zoning plan.
Yep.
So this may be a contract.
Yeah. So if you have a state statute that dictates what you can do, how does Fremont County get away with it? If it's a state statute with no planning and zoning.
As far as stuff being subdivided? And
yeah.
I'm not sure. There is.
Like Dennis described earlier, state law is pretty general and broad when it comes to planning and zoning. And that the inference is it delegates the counties, hey, you know, counties are in the best position to make rules in terms of how they want to see zoning and development. So.
And you could still have somebody putting together the plat maps and breaking the ground out in like Fremont County or something like that. So there is a map or there's some sort of breakout of that ground, but it's as far as how our county works with zoning rules and regulations, they wouldn't have the regulations in place for that.
Okay.
No, and And you're describing one instance.
Aren't you coming back? Right now, it's being leased. It's being leased.
Oh.
Okay, and I may or may not know what you're talking about. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
They'll be in to talk to you.
Yes, that was discussed. Kind of, yeah, out of the office, but it was discussed, and that's going to take a little bit of doing to get done, so.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks,
Dennis. Thanks, Dennis.
You're welcome, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Until next time. All right, the next item on our agenda is a request from Chief Cooper, who's not able to be here today, and it's concerning a mutual aid agreement with the town of LaBarge and Sublette County, which has been, Matt, you've looked at this, approved it. You guys have gotten a copy of this to look over. So I think what I need is a motion to approve this mutual aid agreement between the town of LaBarge and Sublette County as presented.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the mutual aid agreement between the town of LaBarge and Sublette County.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Commissioner Bousman, seconded by Commissioner Noble. It's been motion made. Is there any discussion or comment? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. You know, we had, I guess we can, we're in time to do this. We had added to our agenda this morning another item from Chief Cooper, and that was to review the request for quotations on the fire apparatus and also to consider approving the SLIB grant between with the State Land Investment Board on the purchase of this fire apparatus in the amount of $360,000. Previously, we had approved in last year's budget $800,000 for the Sublette County Unified Fire to purchase a new fire apparatus. Since that time, Chief Cooper has been able to get approval from the SLIB board for a $360,000 grant, which would go towards that $800,000 purchase of that vehicle. But we will need a motion to approve that grant application to move forward. So I would ask for a motion in that regard first, and then we'll entertain the second concern on the part of Chief Cooper.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we move forward with the mineral royalties grant for $360,000.
Second.
Been motioned and seconded. Is there any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. The second concern from Chief Cooper was to review the request for quotations so that he could take further action in terms of releasing or moving forward with that. Those quotations today.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to give Chief Cooper permission to move forward with a request for a quote on the apparatus truck.
Okay.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? If not, I'll signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Was Andre out there to?
Yeah, we're sitting right there.
Yeah, it's important time.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a brief recess, and I'll check with them and see if they're wanting to. They're on the agenda too. If they want to come forward.
Okay.
Sooner.
What was the other thing that we had to do in terms of assigning a?
Well, Jim Mitchell was going to be here. We added on there to execute a letter of intent.
Do you have the letter of intent?
No, Jim does.
Oh, because I didn't know if he was coming back or not.
Well, we got a copy that he emailed to us, but I don't have a physical copy.
Okay. Well,
I should.
In our packet?
No, it was it in our packet?
I don't think so.
No, I remember getting.
No,
he sent it in an email. But basically, well, we're getting ahead of the agenda, but.
Well, I understand that, but what
I thought Jim was coming back.
Well, I think what he's coming back is he wants to do that today. He wants to forward that today.
All we need to do is approve a letter of intent with Wood Environment and Solutions that we plan to enter into or ratify a contract.
He may be coming back. He may not. I don't know.
But, well, let's take a 5-minute recess. I'll talk to these guys and we'll think about it.
I'll go print out that letter.
Yeah, if you would, please. All I got was the copy from...
Well, yeah.